big rocks and all that sort of thing.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hello, millions of fans.
Readers.
Welcome to a very special edition.
It is a special edition,
of,
this one.
Of the Mick Wall podcast, starring Johnny James cricket jersey.
Yeah.
How are you, John?
You don't have jerseys, you have sweaters.
Oh.
If you want to split hairs.
Oh, right. And, yeah. And what do you call the rackets?
Yeah.
No? And those bits of wood?
Yeah.
What do you call them?
See, that's the thing.
Go on.
Well, you went Ian on for Botham. Long enough about not having copies of the books I'd done about cricket. So I gave them to you, and now you're saying, what are the rackets called?
Yeah. Well,
people don't come on here to listen to that nonsense.
No, God, no.
I do a proper cricket podcast. We're doing season two.
Tell us all about it. How can we listen to it?
I'll tell you about that another time.
No, how can we listen to it?
It's not out yet. We're still doing it.
It's not out yet.
No, we're doing a season. We do a whole season and then we drop it.
And then you drop them all.
Yeah, we drop it.
You see, we could do that.
People go nuts.
Yeah. Well, people go nuts because we don't.
Yeah.
They go nuts. They go, where the fuck? Where is it?
What day does it come out again?
Yeah. See, they go nuts.
Yeah.
Nuts. Right. So, we're going to get straight into all the news.
The only news of the week. There's only one news item this week that I've heard.
Oh, really? Go on. Do tell.
Especially if you're on Twitter. Twitter X, as it's now referred to. Have you seen that? That's now how you refer to it. Twitter X. And that differentiates it from the pre-Musk years.
So that differentiates it from Twitter, then known as X, and now it's Twitter X.
Twitter X, that's what you call it. So because you can't call it X because it's too confusing. I mean,
so why not just leave it as Twitter?
Well, yeah.
You know, because I was saying when they turned it into X.
Because why would you buy it unless you're going to completely change it? That's Elon Musk's principle.
Yeah.
When John Five and a Half joined Motley Crue, he said, you know, why would I join unless I'm going to completely change it?
But how he's changed, interestingly enough, is he's taken it from 11 down to five and a half, which is exactly half of 11. Don't tell me that's just a coincidence.
Yeah, it's not, yeah.
Don't tell me there isn't a
pattern. So the one piece of news
anyone had to talk about on Twitter X.
No, I said on Twitter X, that's all they're talking about. Perhaps.
The scintillating.
New.
When we say well, new, we mean probably
new
25
to
years
new to
old.
Us. Yeah, new, well, I mean, that is new, sort of, isn't it?
Is it newer than
Appetite for Destruction? It's newer than Use Your Illusion. It's newer than the Spaghetti Incident.
Yeah. Use Your Illusion was 32 years ago. Jesus. 32 years, mate. Yeah. You know?
32 years ago that Donald Trump lined up outside Tower Records to buy his copy. Fact.
Yeah? Fun fact.
Yeah. What's he did? Whatever happened to that guy?
Yeah, well, listen, how come you never see Donald Trump and Axl Rose in the same room?
Yeah, with the same hair.
You were saying to me the other day.
I mean, the hair goes between the two of them. Like, Don had it for the last 4 years. Then you'll notice he lost the presidency just as the Guns N' Roses tour started.
That's right.
Now the Guns N' Roses tour is winding down. The Donald is back making another bid for president.
Okay.
There are no coincidences, Mick.
No,
especially on Twitter X. gigs.
Yeah. Yeah. Is he paying you? Are you getting like a retainer from Elon?
I wish I was.
Well, why do you keep talking about it?
Because that's where I saw perhaps. That's where I got the news. That's where it's like, you know, how did I find out about Appetite for Destruction? I remember exactly how I found out about Appetite
for
Destruction.
Did you read it in Kerrang?
No, I was in the Kerrang office.
Oh, yeah.
I remember Mad Malk going...
The late, great
Malcolm Dowd going, I've got the Guns N' Roses, I've got the Faster Pussycat.
Really?
Yeah.
Bastard.
Yeah.
Bastard.
I mean, I think he'd just come back from America or something, and he had those two records.
Knowing Malcolm, it must have been the
Faster Pussycat.
Stop
one
talking
that goes,
over
got
me.
Got your number on the bathroom wall. That one.
Sorry, I wasn't listening over the cacophony of interruptions. Anyway, that's very interesting.
So I can remember where I was when I found out about Appetite for Destruction. Use Your Illusion, I had the misfortune of reporting at endless length. You know, have they recorded it yet? Is it going to be one album? Is it going to be two albums? Has Alan Niven killed them all yet?
I was there doing all the interviews where they were going, this would be like in, you know, January 89, and they'd be like, oh, it will be out by the summer, you know. And then January 1990, you know, summer.
Yeah. Slash, was it going into some... Were they recording it in an airfield? I don't even remember. Maybe that was something else. I just remember him going in and then going back like 6 months later, and it was still exactly the same.
But Axel moved in. He had a camp bed in there. But of course, this was nothing compared to Chinese Democracy, where by the time Buckethead joins, they've actually got live chickens in the, you know this, don't you? A live chicken coop in the studio. Yeah. Because he's Buckethead, you see. So obviously he needs live chickens.
Yeah. To make the magic happen.
Well, that's right. Yeah. When you're a special talent like
Buckethead.
I mean, look what he's gone on to do since.
Well, same with all these guys, you know. John Karabi, who we talked about the other day, the Crab.
Yeah,
how many fantastic records has he made since he left Motley Crue?
And these days he looks like... did you ever see that... It wasn't a spoof, but it was a spoof. They didn't say it was a spoof, but Joachim Phoenix came on Letterman.
Oh, yeah, when he pretended to be a rapper.
Oh, no, he just had a huge beard.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Dark glass, and he hardly spoke.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
It was like...
That was for a part, wasn't it?
It was like, is he... What's happening here? Is this real? Is this meta?
Yeah.
You know, that's what the Crab looks like these days.
Yeah, he does.
The beard, the glasses.
But every year churning out a record that you go off.
What, the Crab?
I didn't think it could be better than the last one, but it is.
More memorable.
Well, exactly.
You know.
Yeah.
The guy who brought you such hits as.
Yeah, exactly.
Walk This Way.
The Motley Crue album, which I did finish my viewing of Pam and Tommy, which I talked
oh,
about.
Oh, we will
previous,
get to
which
that.
Which we'll get to that. But there's a fantastic moment when you see all of the Motley Crue albums being dumped at Tower Records into the sale bins.
Oh, the cutout bins.
Yeah, taken off, dumped into the cutout bins.
Yeah.
That's how you know it's all turned to shit.
The album with the Crab on it?
I think it was, yeah.
Let's be fair.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have done that to Girls.
The exact point. There's a scene in the studio where they're showing you how Tommy realises his life has turned to shit. And do you know how they show you it? It's a good piece of writing. They do it in one camera pan. It pans along his presentation discs, and you see Theatre of Pain, 4 million copies sold.
Yeah, yeah.
Girls, 4 million copies sold. Dr. Feelgood,
even more,
6 million copies sold.
Yeah.
Motley Crue, which is the album the Cramps on, gold, 500,000.
Well, you know what they say? Shipped gold.
Yeah.
Came back lead.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Dead lead that got buried at the bottom of the ravine with the coyote.
So talking of things that got buried at the bottom of the ravine,
yes.
When Axel was making either Use Your Illusion or Chinese Democracy, we don't know which one.
We don't know.
Was perhaps.
Well, I can answer this.
Oh, good. I'm glad there is a Guns N' Roses expert on the show.
Well, you know, I, a little bit.
You know, what I thought the other day? Have you ever considered suing him?
For the loss of earnings.
Just for saying Mick Wall at Kerrang without permission. I think you've got a case.
I think it. Isn't there a statute of limitations?
No, of course there's not. It's a civil action. It's a civil action.
What, like the guy that wrote...
Because how much money is...
The guy that wrote Dazed and Confused finally sued Zeppelin and won.
So what you want to do is you want to... Because now, I mean, there's considerable money in the pot.
Surely not.
From Use Your Illusion. I mean, imagine if you just got like 50 grand of it to make you go away.
But John...
You'd be well happy with that,
you know me better than anybody.
Why didn't you let me make a call?
I'm not... Why don't you the kind of guy who just chases
holds a grudge.
Money. I don't chase money.
Why don't you let me make a call?
Axel's earned his money.
Yeah, but off the back of you.
And that's true.
What's the first thing anyone ever says about that album? Oh, is that the one with the one where he slags off Mick Wall? That's how it's known. Is it on Use Your Illusion 1 or is it on Use Your Illusion 2?
I think 2.
Yeah, see, there you go. Wasn't Use Your Illusion 2 the one that sold better?
It was. Yeah.
There you go.
It was, yeah.
So if you, has there ever been a clearer-cut legal case? Two records issued on the same day, one that mentions Mick Wall, one that doesn't, by the same band, one sells more than the other.
Yeah. And which one is it?
It's the one that mentions Mick Wall.
Yeah. Well, you see, John, I've been aware of this situation for many years, but... I'm not one to chase money. No. See, I spurn money.
Yeah, I know that.
I definitely spurn money. Or is it that money spurns me? Now, listen, I hear what you're saying. But allow me to get back to the point, which is there's a story behind this Guns N' Roses track. And two parts. First part, what is it? Where does it come from? Chinese democracy sessions.
Oh, so it's Chinese democracy.
Yeah, but those sessions lasted over 10 years.
They did, yeah.
I mean, 13 years, I think, officially, that album took.
And involved multiple people.
Musicians, producers, studio. I mean, I think the whole thing cost about $15 million or $10 million. I mean, ridiculous. Right at that moment when people have stopped
going
buying.
In the studio. As well. He also stopped going in studios. This is the era when you could just stay at home, do it at home.
Yeah. So it's that era, and why? You know, they've been back together officially now for 8 years.
No, is it 8 years?
They did that first, you know, as it were, secret.
That's what the aircraft hangar was. That's where Slash went when they first rehearsed, wasn't it? I remember Arlette telling me that.
The Troubadour.
No,
What are you on about?
It was an aircraft where they put they did their first big rehearsals.
I'm not a rehearsal guy. I'm straight to the action.
Yeah.
Now, when they did that show at the Troubadour, it was about March, April 2016.
Right.
I know because I was coincidentally feverishly writing a book about them at the time.
Yeah, feverishly.
Talk about a coincidence.
Yeah.
Anyway. 7.5 years ago. So 8 years ago that they started talking, right? 8 fucking years. If Slash walked in here right now, I could write a killer song with him in under 5 minutes.
Well, Slash did write a killer song on Slash's Snake Pit and all of those albums.
Did he?
Exactly. That's
did he, though?
Point. I think you're wrong. I don't think they can write anything anymore. Ooh. And that's why.
Ooh. Well, you think Axl can't?
Well, I mean, he thinks he has because he's written this. Axel's the kind of guy who's like, yeah, but I've written this one. People haven't heard this one yet.
Yeah, but do you know how long it is since Chinese Democracy came out? No. It's 15 years. Yeah. 15 years.
And was that the last Guns N' Roses album? They've not done anything.
No.
So Slash has, in the last 15 years, Slash has done Slash's Snake Pit and, what was it, Velvet Revolver?
Yeah, Velvet Revolver, a couple of albums. And also,
Duff has done his many punk rock.
Loaded
covers.
Was it? He had a group called Loaded.
Yeah,
I don't know. Slash and the, what are they called? With Miles Kennedy, Slash and the fucking Commandos.
I thought that was Slash's Snake Pit.
dude, you're going back nearly 30 years. Are you all right over there?
I do know the Miles Kennedy bloke because it was always a stipulation where it was like, if you want to interview Slash, you had to interview him.
So you go, hello, Miles, get the kettle on.
Yeah.
Slash.
Any Guns N' Roses news? Yeah. While Miles is taking care of the tea and coffee.
So to get back to the track, it's called Perhaps.
Perhaps.
And I take things at face value, you know that, and I believe this story to be accurate and true. How the world first, like you were saying, where you were when you, blah blah blah. This wasn't Twitter X. This was a digital jukebox.
Ooh.
Somewhere in America. They had announced that on the Friday, a 30-year-old track will have been redone, biddly boddly, bish bash boo, and released that Friday digitally. It's a digital single.
Yeah.
And come the Friday, nothing happened. Guns N' Roses. Well, it's like Trump saying you're going to do the big speech.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm saving it. You know? Yeah. So this didn't appear. And then over that weekend, I guess someone didn't get the memo because they'd sent the thing out to these digital jukeboxes. Mm. And some kids found it. And, of course, they videoed it and put it on YouTube. Oh, le scandale.
Yeah.
Now, and then a week later it came out. Now, my question, John, is this. And it's a serious question to a serious journalist such as yourself.
Yes. With a long track record in... nailed on accurate stories.
Well, we've both been news editors.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
our background, isn't it?
Well, sort
hard
of,
news.
Yeah. Yeah, like giving you the facts.
The facts.
As they emerge.
Definitely as they emerge. And yeah. they can evolve. Facts
sometimes,
can evolve.
Exactly. What's true yesterday isn't necessarily true today, as I've explained to many lawyers along
and,
the way.
And what's true today yeah. almost certainly yeah. won't be true
as
tomorrow.
As I stood in the dock defending... my umpteenth libel case.
My question is this, John. If there hadn't been this leaked
yeah.
track, would we even know
see,
the
what
fucking
the, what
thing
the
was list, out?
The readers and listeners won't know. You, when you said
readers.
you did the
quote sign.
Quote marks around
yes.
it.
New, quote marks.
Which is essentially saying, I don't believe this to be true.
I don't believe any of it. Of course it's yeah. not true. It's a load of bollocks. One of two things has happened. Either it genuinely has leaked in the same way that all those Chinese democracy tracks leaked, and the truth behind that cannot be told because the lawyers won't let us. But let's just say it was a inside job. We suspect, allegedly.
Yeah, and, you know, soon afterwards, Buckethead was seen coming out of KFC with a new bucket on his head.
Hey, that's yeah. purely speculation
it
on
is.
Your part,
it is,
John.
But he did get a new bucket around that time.
I'd like to make it perfectly yeah. clear to any of our lawyer
and he got
readers.
A couple of, he got a couple of new chickens as well.
See,
a couple of good ones.
See, as my friend Doc McGee always used to say to me, Mick, life is either chicken shit or chicken salad.
Yeah.
See, there's a lot
how
of...
right he was.
See how right.
Yeah.
How right he was and is. So, suddenly there's a huge piece in Rolling Stone online about this. Oh, no, a Guns N' Roses...
It's leaked.
Inverted commas, new...
Axel doesn't want you to hear it,
no.
kids.
Don't, whatever you do, don't, you know, look it up and listen
no.
and buy it. Don't do that.
No, especially don't buy it, especially.
No, definitely.
Please
do
don't
as I did and wait for it to hit Spotify.
Yeah.
And then
well,
sit there
are,
and go,
but
fucking
you are
hell,
buying
is that it?
If you've got Spotify, you're buying it, aren't you?
Are you, though?
Well, not necessarily from the artist, but from Spotify.
Well, and a very
Spotify
minuscule.
Get their bit, don't they?
Yeah. Maybe, but meanwhile, I get Spotify,
yeah.
see?
Yeah.
So, I don't believe any of that.
We're on Spotify, aren't we?
Oh, no, we are.
Yeah.
Although,
how much do we get from that?
Fuck all.
Exactly.
Yeah, but that's not Guns
N'
Roses.
That's what me and you and Axel have got in common. We've all got fuck all from Spotify this week.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you know,
he's lost his thread.
No,
for the first time
this
today.
Is astonishment. This is astonishment. What I'm saying is back in the day, this actually would be news. You know,
yeah.
Now it's like,
who are those silly old? Oh,
let's
men.
Have a listen. You and
silly
I,
old man's pressed the wrong button. Yeah. I mean, give us some news. Yeah.
Plus, we had a listen, didn't we?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, 60-year-old rock stars can't supply the right digital download.
Can't even write a new song.
Yeah.
New without inverted commas.
So I think we're going to take a chance and play the intro, aren't we, at risk of being sued by whoever. Who manages Guns N' Roses?
These days?
Yeah.
Like his mum does.
Because I think we'll play this intro and you decide whether we're going to be sued by Guns N' Roses or whether we're going to be sued by Blur.
Okay.
Right.
Can I just say, for any of our readers that are lawyers, without prejudice, this is John playing this. Please don't play it, John. I'm playing it. Right, oh no.
Lives in a house, very
big
nice
house
in
the country.
Yeah, Phil Daniels, yeah, Park Life.
No, that's a different...
I know, but it's the same genre, isn't it? The same.
Same genre.
The same. Well, it's the
same
band.
I'll tell you what I'm hearing, which I think is closer
Go on.
To the truth.
Oh, a bit of Starbenders there.
Shut up. You're ruining my... Look, listen. Dong 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 dong. 9 to 5, Dolly Parton.
That sounds nothing like 9 to 5.
Oh, really? Well, shall we put that to the test?
Yeah, let's.
Let's put that to the test, okay?
Well, it's a piano.
It's You can't pull them apart. They're identical.
It's just
they're
a piano.
Identical.
It's just a piano.
Going dun 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 dun. Dun,
it's,
dun.
That's not how it goes.
Dun, 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 dun,
open your ears, dun, dun, jackass. You're not dun, winning that case. Dun, dun, dun. This is why you've never successfully sued Axl Rose, isn't it?
Listen, I wouldn't sue Axl. Me and him. His very last words to me on the phone were, see you in court.
Yeah. And you didn't turn up, did you?
There was
no
pussy. It's like, honestly, it's like Donald Trump saying, you know, there will be fire and fury and nothing happens, you know.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened there. So look, this is, I think, marks out of 10, John.
What, for the intro or for the whole song?
No, for the whole song.
Well, I mean, that's just the intro. I mean,
marks out of 10 for the whole song, John.
It's that thing that it is the worst thing it could be, is that it's deeply average.
I can't remember how it goes, apart from it sounding like 9 to 5.
If it was sort of supremely terrible, you know, that would be one thing. If it was, when I mean supremely terrible, if it was like completely delusional, and mad like Chinese Democracy was, you know,
right.
It was just insane.
You'd enjoy it, yeah.
It had taken 10 years and it had 50 musicians playing on it and Axl only let you listen to it on a Tuesday afternoon. That if it was that, it would be great. If it was a brilliant song.
A lot of
know,
ifs here, John.
Yeah, if it was a brilliant song, that would be great. So those two polar states.
Yes.
One of those
so mark out of
is
10,
what
John.
You want.
Mark
Unfortunately,
out of 10.
This falls in the middle and I can only give it a 5.5.
Oh, see what he did there. See what he did.
5.5 out of 10.
Now, listen, that was a lot of uses of the word if, and I just say this to you, and this is a life lesson. I say this to you. If my uncle had tits, he'd be my auntie, okay?
Yeah.
Just bear that in mind. Yeah. Bear that in mind as you go about your day.
But my answer to that is not these days. He'd still be your uncle. He'd be your old uncle they.
Your old uncle them.
Yeah.
Yeah, he used to be a fire then.
There's uncle them. coming up the drive now with his tits out.
And his beard.
He's new. And you're not supposed to say anything.
You know, yeah. Lou Reed in 1975 had a life
went
partner.
Tits and beard.
Rachel. No, you don't know about Rachel.
Lou Reed was called Rachel.
No, no, his them friend was called Rachel.
Oh, right, okay.
Rachel was about 6'4".
Yeah.
Full beard.
Yeah.
Giant tits. Yeah? And, yeah? And believe it or not, Rachel wasn't his real name.
Okay. Yeah, no, amazingly enough.
Amazingly
but then
enough.
Then Rachel in Skid Row isn't really called Rachel.
That's true. Do you don't think it's the same person, do you?
Well, how tall is Rachel in Skid Row? He's quite tall, isn't he?
Is he?
Is he 6'4"?
Rachel in Skid Row?
Yeah. You're oh, no, Sebastian was
oh,
tall.
Oh, for fuck's sake. No, Rachel is a normal, sexy
Sebastian Bach,
man
that's
like
his real
me.
Name as well.
Huh?
Sebastian Bach, that's his real name.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Sebastian Johann Strauss Bach.
Beethoven.
Yeah, get back.
Yeah.
So, you'd give that 5.5. Very, very good. Very, very
yeah,
good.
Very, very, very good.
Let me see what I would give it. I would give it 3.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, let's be fair.
If you were reviewing the singles in Kerrang back in the day.
Back in the day.
And you got that and you didn't know who the... Well, you'd know who the band was because Axel does... I think on about line 2, Axel goes, ow, wow. So you know
he
it's...
He does. Bless yeah. him. Bless him, you see. That's what I say.
But, I mean, let's look on the positive side. He does sound better than he did at Glastonbury.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
In a house in the country. A very big house, a very big house
I'm
in the country.
I'm living 9 to 5. Hang on, I'm trying to get to the middle of this too. Oh, come on.
Oh, and there's Slash.
Just wearies you out, doesn't it? Yeah. Just having to... one of our many readers sent a message in saying he thinks it's a song Axel has written about me. Well, it wouldn't be the first time.
It would be the second song he's written about you, at least.
Oh, at least, yeah.
With your bitch slap rapping and your cocaine tongue.
Well, that was
you
another
get nothing
one.
Done.
Well,
that's arguably you get nothing done. That's arguably about you.
No, get nothing done. I'm a hive of productivity. The trouble with me is I don't know when to stop.
No, no.
I don't know when to start.
Yeah.
I don't
and
know
of course,
when to stop.
You got eyes of the bluest skies.
Oh.
And should they start to rain, Axel would hate to look into your eyes.
And feel an ounce of pain.
Yeah, because your hair, what once was.
Back
I mean,
then, yeah.
When he wrote it.
Yeah, yeah.
Reminded him of a warm, safe place.
Where as a child he'd hide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know.
So he's
you
written
are...
a lot about you. Don't just say he's written one song. He's written a lot about you.
Well, you know, originally Rocket Queen.
He's still got the hair, isn't
Rocket
he?
Rocket Queen. Well, he's got hair,
like,
but not his.
Is he? He's got yours.
He's
from back in the day. He's a bit
what
like,
do you mean, my? Fuck off.
Hey, dude, you're receding.
Wow. Okay, so I think we've thoroughly.
Well, no, we've not finished that because we haven't, because you've got, once again, got halfway through something and stopped because you said one of the very generous people who's listened to it, interpretation of the song was that it was about you.
Yeah, that was the end of that. Because the first line of the song is, Perhaps I got it wrong.
Perhaps you're a tosser, or perhaps you're a cunt.
Wow, that's a lot to unpack there.
That's
John.
All I heard. It was.
That's all you heard. See, what I heard was dun 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 dun, dun a very big house. Hey Mick, I was wrong.
Yeah, dun, dun, I'm dun, so dun. Sorry. I'd like to make amends.
Here's $5 million. Dun, 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 dun. But yeah. Mick goes, no, I couldn't take that. Possibly.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. Mick is great. Dun, dun, dun. He's my best mate.
Guns N' Roses return with their new song. Mick is great.
Now that would be would be sensational.
Yeah.
Right, so moving on. Speaking of classic bands, and I'm not one for tenuous links, obviously, but Queen. Queen have been in the news.
They have. I did see this news. It was unavoidable.
Well, did you see me yesterday? Did you see me put in my breakfast TV appearance discussing this very thing?
Well, enlighten me and the listeners, readers, to which channel it was on. Because, I mean, that will very much define whether or not I saw it.
Well, I think it was the acclaimed arts channel, GB News. I was invited. I was my very good friend Eamon Holmes. Yeah. Me and Eamon.
Yeah.
I was invited.
Well, you're both Irish, aren't you? Both.
To be sure. Fine men. And I was invited on with Eamon, obviously. Yeah.
Did you go to the studio? Or was a link to Oxford? Did you say
Mick begged.
Mick Wall, Oxfordshire. Is that what it said?
No, I told them I was in Hollywood.
Oh, okay.
So they got a picture of my office with, like, the coats hanging up on a door.
Yeah, yeah. If you actually are watching the news, Hollywood was just the subject overnight of a hurricane, wasn't it?
That's why
you had your coat. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Me wind cheater. Yeah. And me rain.
Dig out my coat. It's been in the cupboard.
So so we did it, not Zoom, but one of there's so many of these now. One of them, Easy Link Up Your Arse or something. And the story is, and again, just like perhaps if the story hadn't come out, you know, mock horror.
Well, let's say this is a perfect story for GB News because it's a woke battle, isn't it?
Do you know what? First thing out of my mouth was, this is woke, taken to ridiculous extremes.
Well, you better...
So the story is that Queen...
Because you are the anti-woke voice of the people,
You've heard of the anti-coalition brigade.
Yeah.
I am the anti-woke brigade.
Yeah.
That's right. I am their leader of the Oxfordshire chapter.
Yeah, yeah.
So the story is that Queen are putting out a special...
In case you haven't got the greatest hits.
Mm.
Just in case you've got a little space in your collection for another
one.
Greatest hits
they've
by Queen.
Put it out, but they've called it Queen's Wokest Hits.
Oh, I quite like that.
Yeah.
Someone should do that. Well, you've done it. You've got woke. Let's set up a woke record label.
There you go.
And we'll re-record. You know, as we had the discussion of Roger Waters and various people re-recording their catalogue. We will re-record classic metal, but we will make it woke.
Absolutely.
You know, we'll take Saxon singing about large-breasted biker chicks.
And who doesn't like large-breasted biker chicks?
I'll tell you, Mick, we don't.
Unless
they have a beard as well.
Ah,
in that case, then you and Lou Reed would definitely like
that. That's a technicality.
As you said to me before we came on air, I love the feel of a beard.
No, what I said was, I love to see a beard as I'm feeling the tits. I think
that's what you said on GB News, isn't it? That was your introduction.
So now listen, to finish
the
story.
We cross now live to Oxfordshire.
Where the chairman of the anti-woke brigade, Oxfordshire chapter, is with us. Very lucky to have him.
Yeah.
So what it is they put special greatest hits. But they have omitted the track.
Their greatest hit of all.
Fat Bottomed Girls.
Because there's Bohemian Rhapsody, there's Killer Queen. And the next one out your mouth is Fat Bottom Girls.
Well, see, arguably, I would put Fat Bottom Girls right there.
Oh, it's
at
a great
one.
Song. It's a very good song.
Fat Bottom Girls, you make the rocking world go round.
I was just a skinny lad, didn't know no good from bad, and something right over me. She was such a naughty nanny, left alone with Big Fat Fanny. Hey, big woman, you made a fat boy out of me. That one.
Yeah.
Are you going to take me home tonight? Down beside that red firelight. Are you going to let it all hang out? Fat bottom girls, you make the rocking world go round. Never heard it.
Nah. So I said
they left that off. They left Fat Bottom Girls. Because it's great when it goes into Bicycle Race as well. It's really, really good. That, you know, Fat Bottom Girls.
It was a double A side single.
Yeah, but the songs actually on the album fold into one another.
In Bicycle Race, there is a lyric along the Fat Bottom
Girls will be riding today. Yeah.
Exactly.
So forget all your duties. Oh, yeah, it's a great. It's
have you seen the
classic
video?
Classic Queen.
I was obliged
to be in the video.
To have a look
with,
at the
with
old
Rachel,
video.
You and Rachel.
Now have a look at the old video because for this very serious discussion on GB News. Because if you remember, John, the video features a lot of naked ladies on bicycles.
Yeah, I don't know where they got that idea from.
No, but I'm awfully glad they did because as a music fan, I don't like anything to interfere with the music. So most modern videos, I don't enjoy them. No. But this, you know, where the
we just put images in your mind. It just let you really understand the song on a new level.
It does. Yeah. You know, you get
a different place. It's like it's the equivalent of drugs at Woodstock. It just took you to a different place.
Lots of naked ladies on bicycles.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
riding the bicycles around a track.
Yeah,
and I believe a few of them did have perhaps fatter bottoms and. One might expect. I mean, of course, I didn't examine it closely.
Not closely. Yeah. Like on a scale, you know, we've been doing marks out of 10. On a scale of 1 to 10, or maybe even 1 to 11, how apoplectically outraged was Eamon Holmes at this?
Oh, he was hilarious. He goes, Mick, he goes, I've got the lyrics here. He goes, they're filthy. They're disgusting. I was laughing my head off. But I was debating with this sort of 50-year-old sort of Tory matron.
Oh, were you? Okay, well, Tory matron.
Yeah, her name was Yvette, you know, Tory fuck or something. I don't know what her name was, but she was really like, she was big.
Because you would have hated, I mean, you hate Tories, don't you?
Yes.
You do.
They should all be put to death.
Yeah. I mean, that is the GB News. Very much the view of GB News on most people.
You know, that's why we're aligned. So so she's saying, it's a fat shaming. I'm like, what are you talking about? It's glorifying the female form.
Yeah. It's saying you don't have to fit into little boxes.
No,
you
bigger,
have to fit
you need
onto,
bigger
you
boxes.
Have to fit onto a bicycle.
You need a bigger saddle on that bicycle.
Yeah.
And if you do, whose business is that?
Yeah.
You know? But so I said, she was going, but children. And I said, I said, don't you work your pretty little head up.
Yeah.
You listen to me.
Yeah.
I said, okay, children. I said, well, look, when my children were really little, they loved Shrek. Okay. And their favorite character was the donkey.
Yeah.
I said, and what does the donkey sing in the very first movie?
I like big butts and I cannot lie. Exactly.
I said, so do we cancel the donkey?
Yeah, do we cancel Sir Mix-a-Lot, who also wrote the eternal classic Put 'Em on the Glass, which was about women putting various parts of their anatomy on his car windscreen.
Yeah.
Put 'em on the glass.
Shake your ass.
Yeah, put 'em on the glass.
Yeah, see, Queen aren't saying... Take your fat bottom and put them on my window screen, aren't they?
No way.
They're saying you...
Your window screen? What's that? on your Henry Ford Mark IV car that's on the drive out there.
You're not saying to these clearly artistic young ladies, you're not saying to them, you know, I think you have a larger bottom than most. Could you place it on my window screen?
I'm saying Fat Bottom Girls is one of the first woke songs. It's one of the first songs that said, Fat Bottom Girls, you make the rocking world go round. Well, I was just a skinny lad, didn't know no good from bad. What's it saying? It's,
well, as I said to Eamon, you know, Fat Bottom Girls make the rocking world go round. I said, I know you wouldn't disagree with that, Eamon.
Yeah.
I said, but isn't that really just another way of saying love makes the world go round?
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful sentiment.
It's true, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
So this poor Tory woman, well, I'm about 10 minutes. Oh, she was trying to give it to me, you know. Oh, that's a typical view from a middle-aged man.
Middle-aged white man.
And she's like...
A middle-aged white man in Oxfordshire. I mean, you can't get much worse than that.
Yeah, but also, don't forget, acting chairman of the anti-woke brigade.
Yeah, yeah.
So she's saying, look, I'm a weight positive woman.
Yeah.
As a weight positive woman.
So why don't you like the song Fat Bottom Girls?
Yeah, I said, hang on. She goes, well, you obviously can't relate to that. I said, no, hang on. Said I've been fat for years, and I'm bald, and I wear glasses. I think I know something of your pain.
Yeah, you should have seen the last time I rode my bike without any clothes on. Should have seen the publicity that got in the local newspaper.
She goes, what would you say, you know, if a load of women recorded a song called Fat Bottom Man? I went, I'd love it.
Yeah, well, I knew that is a very predictable response. She should never have.
She walked into that one. So anyway. Eamon Holmes is sitting there saying nothing. He's got his head down. And his fellow presenter, a woman, very attractive. Yeah.
It's not Mrs. Holmes. I thought he usually presented.
No. This is the new.
He's sacked off Mrs. Holmes.
This is the breakfast TV show on GB News.
Oh, okay.
You've got to have a little bit of eye candy in there, haven't you?
What are you saying about Mrs. Holmes?
Nothing. I'm just saying...
Anti-woke, sexist old pig, that's what you are.
Shut up. So this woman's saying, yeah, I mean, come on, Yvette, her name was. Isn't it all just a bit of fun?
Yvette, who I've Googled 57 times since this morning.
I can't even remember her name,
yeah,
John.
Yeah.
I swear to God, may I be struck
down... My right hand to God.
Both my hands to God. So... what was it saying? So, go on.
I don't know.
So, you
said to Yvette.
Oh, no. So
who's
finally.
Who's Mrs. Holmes standing?
No, Lizzie's got to love this. Because, you know, she's on a screen here, I'm on a screen here, and occasionally they'll make them both bit and all that stuff. So they cut back to Eamon and the other lovely co-presenter, and they get rid of her, and it's just me and them. And the woman goes, do you know, our emails have gone nuts since this item began. Because I'm going to read a couple of them out. And I'm thinking, oh, God. And she read two out. I can't remember the names or the places, but it was like, the first one comes from Mrs. Linda Smith in Manchester. She says, I'm a big fat girl and I love that song. And she goes, and here's another one, I think. Well, this
from
would be
Mrs. Brian May in Surrey.
This will be the opposite point of view, the second one. She goes, and this one comes from Sally Perkins of wherever. She goes, she says, my husband likes my fat bottom and we both love that song.
Yeah,
you see,
the vast majority of the country are not waking up, getting their knickers in a knot about whether Fat Bottom Girls is on a compilation album or not.
But as I pointed out, because as a journalist, you know, you have to be incisive. I said, will we even be talking about this greatest hits if it wasn't for this? It's a PR stunt.
Yeah.
I said, number one, no one buys records. Number two, they'll just download
Bought Fat Bottom Girls anyway.
Yeah. Everyone's bought it anyway.
And then number three, the you know, because it all transpires that this is going on a streaming service for kids. You know,
you can just omit the track.
6 to 14-year-olds are searching for Queen's greatest hits. I know they're searching for, you know, March of the Black Queen, Seven Seas of Rye. I don't think so.
And also, you know, hang on. So you can't sing Fat Bottom Girls, They Make the Rocking World Go Round. But you can sing, I give you this, Your Honour, you can sing Mama just killed a man.
Yeah.
See, that's a child speaking
to his
mother.
Put a gun against his head.
That's a child with a gun confessing to his distressed
guns,
mother.
Know, bottoms no, guns yes.
What does that say to the kids?
What does that say about our society?
Well, there you are. Yeah. What does that say about girls with fat bottoms?
Yeah, I don't really know.
No. If there are any girls with fat bottoms, please, readers, let us know your views on this serious
We should
subject.
Set up an email address, shouldn't we?
We should. Let's give them yours, John.
Yeah.
No?
Oh, no. Closely guarded secret.
Oh, closely guarded secret. Yeah. Okay, well, do we have time for one more, do you think, John, or are we out of time?
You're the
time master.
Audio technician.
Producer extraordinaire. Yeah. That's the term you're
looking for.
Yeah. There was an Aerosmith item, or are we saving that for next time?
I don't know.
Well, you brought it up.
Well, you said the one who was checking the time.
Well, yeah, but what was the Aerosmith?
I don't know. They had a greatest hit. Aerosmith also had a greatest hit.
Thank you.
But it's a bit like, non-food food. It wasn't really about the music, was it?
No.
You know.
No, it was a special merch, the fan pack.
It was the air fried chips of the music world.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it, essentially. It just said...
Well, no, it's all shirts and...
Here you go. I've got it here. Aerosmith's ultimate greatest hits collection.
Oh, the ultimate one as opposed to the greatest hits, best of ever.
Collection is out now in multiple sweeping configurations.
Sweeping?
Yeah.
See, you've got to get it. Now I've got to get it. I'm sold.
Basil Fawlty, you know, what did you expect? Sweeping herds of wildebeest. Sweeping configurations, including merchandise fan packs. Who doesn't buy a greatest hits for the merchandise fan pack?
And I wonder what's in that fun pack.
Fan pack.
No, I'm making a joke. Oh, okay,
New apparel.
New apparel? What's that? Fucking
T-shirts, gloves, all that stuff. Patches.
I hate
gloves. You say glove.
Yeah.
Glove. Well, that's the first thing you say. Oh, I'd like to buy an Aerosmith glove.
Well, because listen, I reviewed a Black Sabbath box. This is going back at least 10 years.
Yeah.
And the retail on it was like 200 quid or something. And it was all their Aussie era CDs.
Yeah.
And I looked
Which
on
you
Amazon.
Could buy for about 20 quid.
Well, less. You know, get for $1.99. Yeah. Or these days, you just... Spotify, but this is in the days of CD.
That's what I mean, 20 quid total,
and inside it was on the cover, it had a exclusive four CDs, exclusive interview with the band
conducted by Mick Wall,
Malcolm, conducted by Mad Malk, of course. He was the king
he
of
just happened to answer the phone on that day.
So there are no Black Sabbath people interviewed. It's people like
it's just
someone
Malk
from
writing something. Can you write something about Black Sabbath? Malk? Yeah, I'll need it in a couple of hours, probably.
Yeah. How about now? I've just done it. No, he was interviewing people like some bloke from Orange Goblin.
Right.
Yeah. All these old, all these fucking
new kids who've weren't
big
weren't
then,
there.
Aren't big now. What are they going to tell
weren't
me?
There.
No. Well, Orange Goblin, we often listen to Black Sabbath.
Well, you can tell they do.
Who cares?
Exactly.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Part of the... It was a plectrum. That always fucking gets me. Anybody that needs a plectrum already has about 100 of them. And those of us that don't play guitar don't give a fuck.
No.
And there was a poster, right? I pulled out the... No, it's a box.
Yeah.
I pulled out the poster. John, I unfolded it. It was like this big, like the size
so
of
it's not
laptop.
Easy. I mean, is that a poster?
Well, that's just...
Trace description, surely.
Where do you put that?
Yeah.
I mean, it's beyond my comprehension.
Yeah.
So I don't like this fan pack.
Accessory collections. It's got a link. Shall I click on the link?
Streams of what was it? How do they phrase it?
Oh, sweeping apparel. Yeah,
the fuck is
sweeping apparel?
Apparel,
mate? Yeah, it just takes you straight to a store.
Can you imagine some kid in America? Hey, dude, you got the sweeping apparel?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Does it sweep, man?
LP box set. Yeah, I'll tell you what's sweeping. The price.
Go on.
Four vinyl.
Things that you'll never play.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go on, how much?
What? $128.05.
Is it Universal?
That's the Amazon price. So you can imagine what it would be in the shops.
I love all these. I look at them and it's like, you know, six disc.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Everything, blah, blah, blah. Concerts from years ago, unreleased tracks. You know, $79.99. Straight on Spotify.
Yeah,
nothing.
Freebie. Freemans. Yeah. Freemans.
They don't sell music anymore, they sell merch.
Yeah.
And on that bombshell, yeah, John, I wish you and all the Fat Bottom girls goodbye.
Adieu.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
How do I stop this, Fern?